Bring in the voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores on the Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. And Joe, a big weekend for you, a Joe Fisher doubleheader.
That's right.
Really on Saturday with the football game and then the basketball game, Vanderbilt and Austin Peay. But let's get to the football. And for Vanderbilt, to me, they have to find a way to rediscover their running game because they're going to want to keep the Cats' offense off the field.
Totally agree. And Kentucky ranks last in the league in rushing defense. So they have had the propensity to give up some yards on the ground. And, you know, you look at their scoring situation, they're among the league leaders, among the national leaders in scoring average, just under 40 a game. And they don't use up a lot of clock and time of possession. They're able to score quickly. So the more you can keep that offense off the field, the better off you're going to be. I agree with you. This is going to kind of fall on the shoulders to a large degree of those five big guys up front. The seniors are going to have to try to lead the way on the offensive line and hopefully get Kaysen some good carries. You have to be curious what the situation will be with McKenzie Adams and Chris Nixon, how much they'll run the football, given being banged up over the last few weeks. But that certainly is a valuable element in the running game.
Absolutely, and they need a big game out of the quarterback position. And whomever is manning the controls at quarterback, I'm sure will be well-served to know, and I'm sure they will know this, that the guy who has really lit Kentucky up the last 2 years, Earl Bennett, they've got to find a way to get the ball in his hands.
Got to find a way to pass the ball better just in general. We've not really had a good passing game situation the last couple of games. I think mainly in large part to the inconsistency at quarterback in terms of the injuries. I talked to McKenzie Adams on Wednesday. I went out on the practice field and was talking to him a little bit, and I asked him if he was limited in any way. Is there anything that you can't do because of the injury? He said, no. He said, I can run, I can throw, I can do all the things that the offense requires. The only question is, you know, how much pain he has to play through, you know, especially if he takes a hit in a certain place. So you hope to kind of protect him a little bit, but, you know, that's not his game. His game is to read that option and get out there on the corner and make some positive yards, and I think he's willing to do it.
Joe, you look at the dynamic of Kentucky coming in and the great run that they had and, you know, getting to that point with, you know, two really hard games back-to-back. They'd lay an egg, losing to Mississippi State, but the dynamic of them having a week off coming in here, you would think that the doors are going to get Kentucky's best here.
I agree, Frank. I think that they had a week off to stew on a very disappointing loss to Mississippi State at home, and they also had another week to get some guys healthier, to get Raphael Little back and get him healthy. And, of course, Raphael Little's made a career against Vanderbilt, so he's, I'm sure, licking his chops to play. I don't think there's any doubt the first few minutes of this one might set the tone for it, because, you know, Kentucky's going to be ready to go and Vanderbilt's got to be ready to go given the sense of urgency they have. And they feel that. I've talked to them quite a bit about the importance of this game. It's going to be another sellout crowd. There'll be plenty of blue in the stands, but it'll be a great atmosphere. And this is one of those marquee games. I remember 1999 going through this when both teams were 5-4 and played on national television on ESPN2. That was a doubleheader day. I remember we did basketball at 5 o'clock and then kicked off football at 8 o'clock, and that was another one of those chances to get over the hump, and Vanderbilt lost that one 19-17 on a fumble late. So, you know, they've been in this situation before, just hope to do a little better this time.
And real quick, the Doris D has to put some pressure on Andre Woodson.
Oh, yeah.
Keep him in the pocket.
Oh, absolutely, and he runs a lot out of the shotgun. They do a lot of things somewhat similar to Florida, and they line it up quick in shotgun, try to get it out there in a quick drop. So he's hard to get to, but I think Tim Tebow and Florida tend to throw it a little quicker. I talked to Bruce Fowler some yesterday. They're certainly going to try to get some pressure on him. You have to do that. If you let him stand back there, he'll just pick you apart.
15 good seconds on hoops. People ought to know, Austin Peay, all starters back, favored to win the OVC overwhelmingly.
It is not an easy opener by any means. It is a very tough one. They've got a guy that could be a future NBA player on their roster. I know fans are excited to see A.J. Ogilvy in the starting lineup for the Commodores and see all these young faces. So it should be a really good, tight game for a season opener.
Voice rest, my friend, tonight.
You're exactly right. Lots of water.
Take care of the pipes.
See you, Joe.
All right, Joe. All right, see you guys.